From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Florida is beginning to recover from Hurricane Frances. Schools and businesses are reopening. Lines for food and gasoline are getting shorter. And as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, Floridians are slowly putting their lives back together.
The catalog of damages caused by Hurricane Frances is not as staggering as some feared it would be. Power has been restored to more than half of the 6 million Floridians who lost electricity during the hurricane. The Florida airports have reopened, and the state's industries are taking stock. Agriculture Commissioner Charlie Bronson said today that the citrus industry was hit especially hard.
The amount of fruit on the ground is in some places even greater than it was during Charlie on the west side. It's going to both affect the juice industry and highly affect the fresh fruit industry of Florida.
At the Kennedy Space Center, officials said damage to the facilities could delay plans to resume shuttle launches next spring, but none of the actual shuttles were harmed in the storm. Florida residents generally said it wasn't the rain and the wind, or even the loss of power, that got to them. It was the cabin fever. So on Cocoa Beach, where the storm first hit, Floridians began venturing out. This is not an ordinary day at the beach. The water is dark and silty. Every 10 feet or so, a bird lies on the ground, half covered in sand, its wings bent into unnatural angles. At the head of the boardwalk, Ken and Christina Stammer are walking with their 17-month-old son. They live just 2 blocks away from this beach. They say it's a totally different place now.
That's why I'm in shock, because you see all the sand behind us. I mean, you know, we come down here and bring the baby every day, you know, and it's just like, it's not even the same now.
All the vegetation's gone.
Look at all that, babe. Looks like a bomb hit. Because, I mean, now there's no leaves. I mean, these are all leaves. All these trees were just full of leaves and everything, and now they're all just branches.
The only thing that I don't have, and I really wish I would have prepared for, was just milk for the baby. I don't have any milk, and that's a perishable, and I don't know where I'm going to get milk at this point.
Further down the boardwalk, Luciello Terrazzo stands looking out at the surf. He's wearing sunglasses, even though it's cloudy. He says he thought about surfing, but watching the kids who are already out there on their boards, he doesn't think it's a good idea.
That guy's moving pretty fast. If they know what they're doing, they can catch a couple of waves. This is going to be a short, you know, it's going to be only a peak, only a drop, maybe a bottom turn and a couple of things, but you can't do too much.
One of the surfers is a skinny kid named Scott. He says he's here for one reason only.
Gnarly waves, man.
He's not worried about the currents. He says he tried to come out here during the hurricane, but police officers were blocking all of the beach access points. Further up the beach, another couple sits watching the waves. Chris Limonis wears blue hospital scrubs. His wife Patty has a white visor over her bright red hair. He says hurricanes seem to follow them wherever they go.
Well, we were in Nag's Head when Diana came through. We were in Delaware when Gloria came through. We went to Myrtle Beach a day after Fran came through. We were in a tornado in Delaware, and a storm seems to like us.
He worked today, Cape Canaveral Hospital, cleaning up debris and all that.
It was awful. It was awful. The debris was totally awful.
They came to the beach after work because the power was out in their condo. They figured they'd watch the waves instead of TV. Happily, they say they were able to find ice and beverages.
Yeah, the ABC store. Right over here.
Yeah. That ice.
Ice. You know?
We're selling liquor. Because it can be a bad place without something to drink in this kind of thing. I'm sorry.
We've always done it. We did it with Diana. We did it with Gloria. We did it with Fran. We just hunkered down and lived through it. I don't know. We've been married 33 years.
Floridians are now reluctantly looking ahead to Hurricane Ivan. It's in the Caribbean right now, and state residents hope it changes course before it too makes landfall in Florida. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Orlando.